Welcome to Be All You Are, a midlife awakening podcast. I'm your host, Kaina Paranjape. I'm a former corporate executive, two-time entrepreneur, and mama. I've worked with and partnered with major brands and even helped a celebrity launch an award-winning business. But I also believe that who we are is not just reflected on our LinkedIn profile. When I was 30, my husband became suddenly critically ill, and after 8 years of living with a difficult illness, he passed away. This experience taught me that we need to claim our dreams now, embrace all we are, and create an amazing life along the way. Today, I help women like you navigate through change and transition to their next level of freedom and fulfillment, whatever that looks like for you. This podcast is all about stepping into all you are. It's about reconnecting to your inner voice so you can hear the whispers of your deepest dreams and cultivate the courage and a plan to create the life that is waiting for you. Now head out on that solo walk or settle into a cozy spot with a favorite beverage and join me. Well, hello, friends. Welcome back to the show. It is Tuesday, April 9th, as I'm recording this. So hopefully I can get this to my podcast producer in time to drop this tomorrow. You know, as a busy entrepreneur, you're often doing things last minute. Anyway, I got a chance to glimpse the eclipse yesterday. I didn't plan to, you know, head to a spot where I could really see it. I actually had a busy day, and here in Toronto and Ontario, kids were off school. So my daughter was actually at her aftercare program, and I planned to go pick her up so that we could view the eclipse from the park. And so we did that. I went and picked her up. And of course, when I went to go pick her up, it was completely cloudy. And as much as we wished the clouds away, they did not budge, at least for, you know, the totality of the eclipse when the moon completely eclipsed the sun. But we did get to experience that moment of darkness as that kind of rapidly came on. And we all had goosebumps as we stood there together, a park full of people experiencing this incredible natural phenomenon. And we were just all connected by that experience. And it was really incredible and really profound. But it only lasted a moment, because as quickly or as slowly as it seemed to get dark, it got light so quickly. And then we were all on to our next thing. And we started walking away because we couldn't really see the eclipse through. And as we were walking away, suddenly I felt the sun on my back. And I told my daughter, let's try to look now. And we did. And we were able to see it through our glasses. And it was so beautiful and incredible. And it made me really think about how we don't need a eclipse that happens every 20 years or 100 years or whatever it is. I think the next one is supposed to be 2044. We don't need to wait for a moment like that to experience the wonder and the awe of the world that we live in. And we don't need to wait for a moment like that to experience the connectivity that we all felt as humans. This is a really hilarious segue, but I have an ant problem and there are ants all over my house. I've been dealing with them. This happened last spring as well. And, you know, I just think about how the ants, you know, they don't have the consciousness that we have, but they have their own experience and they have the world they live in. And as humans, so do we. And I often say in, you know, to the women that I work with, and even on this podcast, that we somehow think that we are separate from, we're separate from each other. We're separate from this natural world that we live in because we are, you know, quote unquote, intelligent enough to create this incredible world that we have built up around us, right? Including the desk that I'm sitting at, the chair that I'm in, the mic that I'm speaking into, the clothes that I'm wearing, the mascara that I put on this morning. All of that we created, and all of those things, as much as they are wonderful, they have fed the illusion that we are different and we are separate, but we are not. We are a part of all of it. And the only difference is that we have the consciousness to wonder about all these things, to think about them, to consider our place in the world. And I guess my point is that the wonder that you felt if you were viewing the eclipse, I hope that you continue to search for that wonder and to find it all around you in the smallest things. And, you know, if you have like a child in your life or even an animal, like a pet, you get to experience that so much through them. And it is such a beautiful thing, but we have access to that too. We have access to that connection and to that wonder and to that beauty and to that aliveness. And I really wish that for all of us, for us to feel that and not need an eclipse in our lives to feel that, you know? There's something that I wanted to share with you today that has really been on my mind as I reflect back on my own journey to where I am today, to the work I'm doing now. Many of you may know, if you've been listening to this podcast, that I have a long, you know, I've had a long career in retail. So by that, I mean, I've worked for big brands like Old Navy or Banana Republic and Joe Fresh and Indigo, brands that are based here in Canada and some that are based in the US. And I've had my own retail businesses, first Bricka, which was supporting under the radar artisans and designers and highlighting them, and then my own loungewear business. And now the work I do, now that I've officially closed the loungewear business, is very different from where I was. And people often think, wow, you, or say to me, you're so brave to have made that call, and how did you know? And upon looking back, I realize that it wasn't this sort of moment in time that I, you know, knew that I exactly what I was going to do and how I was going to do it. And I never had a plan. But what I did do was listen to what I was craving and wanting and what felt good and what didn't feel good. And also what I was being called to do. And if you haven't sort of played around this with this word of being called, I know it can feel like a big word. Like, what does calling mean? But a calling doesn't necessarily have to mean like this loud cry and a loud call forward. It can feel like a little whisper, like, Kana, maybe you could do this, or maybe you should try that, or you know what she's doing over there? I bet you could do that. It starts like that. Like, wouldn't it be cool if I could do that? Or wouldn't it be amazing? Or what would life be like if I did this? That's really how it starts. That's the beginning of a calling. It just begins as a whisper. And I believe so strongly that we are meant to tune in to those whispers, and we are meant to follow them. They're not meant to be suppressed. They aren't meant to be pushed aside. And I think we've normalized pushing them aside. Like, yeah, you know, I have my job, I have my career, I spent 20 years doing this, I have this degree and that degree and this much experience and this title. And that little whisper, I mean, right? I think it's the opposite. again, when we talk about the world we've constructed around ourselves, I think that, you know, the degrees and the experience and the titles all give us this false sense of security and a false sense of who we are. But we are not any of those things. We're not the degrees that we have, or we're not the even the work experience that we have. That's not who we are. We are individual souls on a journey, and we have a destiny to fulfill. I really believe that each one of us has a destiny to fulfill, and that if each one of us chose to accept that path, to accept what we are really here to do, then the world would be an incredible place. We'd all be stepping into our purpose. We'd all be contributing the way we're meant to contribute, or we'd all be leaning on our gifts. And it would just be an incredible, incredible world. And especially for women, to step into this, into their calling in a way that we're only just beginning to. I think for us, when we look at our mothers and where the opportunities our mothers had and where they wanted to, the dreams that they had, we feel like we've been gifted so much, right? We have so many more opportunities, and we get to go to work, and we got to, you know, open our bank accounts and get a credit card without needing our spouse to sign for it, like they did in just as early as the 60s, or as late as the 60s. And so we feel like we have so much more in terms of opportunity that they did. But we're actually just scratching the surface of what we can do with our gifts and with our power and with our femininity and freedom. And I feel that more women are waking up to that knowledge themselves. And that's why there is this longing to step into something new, or to explore something new, and to explore what that might look like, right? Like, why not explore what that looks like? So, all this to say that I believe it is possible to pivot, to transition at any point in your career, even if you have years of experience, a reputation, a mortgage, all of those things. There is a path, a new path that is possible. And I have navigated that path and helped other women navigate it too. And so I have created a special 3-part podcast series called 3 Pivotal Points to Your Next Chapter of Soul-Fulfilling Success. And this is for my women who are purpose-driven, who are professional, who are proud of what they've created in their lives so far, but dream of doing more fulfilling work, of doing work that lights you up, that makes a greater impact, that feels aligned with who you are. And this podcast series is also to remind you that it is not too late. It is not too late. And if anything, you now have the experience, wisdom, and skills to create your next chapter of success. Let's use all that you've done so far as a platform to your next chapter of success. Only this time, it's success on your terms. And I know you might feel like that ship has sailed, it's too late, you have way too much on the line to make the leap. But I'm telling you, there is a path forward. And in these 3 20-minute episodes, I break it down. So in the first episode, I share with you how to claim the work and life you really want. I give you this space to shine a light on your dreams or explore what they might be and understand why they are 100% possible for you to manifest, to create. And we'll also talk about how to own what you really want and start planting the seeds to bring it to life now.
In the second episode, the juiciest one of the three, I'm going to help you have a real hard look at your fears, at the obstacles that you feel are coming in the way of your vision or that are stopping you from even taking those first steps. And I'm going to walk you through how to zoom in on your fears and start to look at them rationally, one by one, and find solutions to them so that we can dismantle those roadblocks, take the power away from those roadblocks, and truly overcome them so that we can move closer to what it is that we want. In the third episode of this series, I'm going to have a real pep talk with you about why it's not too late. You may have heard some of the stats. Martha Stewart started her brand in her 40s. Vera Wang became a designer at 40. And there's been more recent stats that have shown that entrepreneurs in their 50s have a much higher rate of success than entrepreneurs in their 20s or 30s. So as I talked about earlier, you can use all your experience and wisdom and expertise as a platform to grow into what you're going to do next, even if it's not in the same field. So in this last episode of the three-part series, I cover 5 steps to get started now, including I walk you through how to do a time audit of how you currently spend your days, because for so many of us, we feel like we just don't have the time to take on something new. But I'm going to show you how you can create time, create space. And really what I want for you to understand through this 3-part series is that you don't need to make a rash decision. You don't need to quit your job today. You don't need to blow up your life. All those sort of fears that are holding us back, you don't need to do those things. But there is a blueprint for kicking off your next chapter of soul-fulfilling success. And I'm going to share that with you in these 3 podcast episodes. I just want to remind you that we only get one chance to live this life. This is it, right? Like, all around us, we hear stories of people's lives getting cut short, or, even the stories from the Harvard study that recently came out around happiness, or Bonnie Ware's book about the 5 regrets of the dying. One of the biggest regrets that people have at the end of their life is that they didn't go for what it was that they really wanted, or that they let what others thought of them hold them back. And this is my call to you to no longer put off your dreams and desires. And again, even if you don't yet know what your dreams and desires are, you know if you're not living your dream, right? You know if you're not living it. And so I want to help you get back in touch with what those dreams are, help you remember what your dreams are, and remind you that those little urges or those little whispers, right? That is truly your calling, right? It starts as a whisper. That is your soul's voice. And it's really the most important reason you are here. You are here to create your own path and to contribute to the world in your own unique way. And so I want to offer to you that in this 3-part series, I'm going to be inviting you to take all the expertise, skills, and wisdom that you've earned over your life so far and use it as a beautiful launching pad for what comes next, your next chapter of soul-fulfilling success. So if this has you feeling excited and ready to take on something new and inspired, I want you to head to the show notes and sign up to receive this secret podcast series that I, again, put a lot of heart and soul into to create just for you. You can also go to allyouare.ca/soul-fulfilling-success, but that link is also in the show notes right below. So feel free to just head right down there and click on the link and put in your email address, and you'll receive instant access to the three episodes, and you'll also receive it in your inbox. I feel so passionately that we need more women stepping into all they are. We need you to not shy away from what you have to offer this world. We need you to change lives and start by changing your own and act as an inspiration to other women so that we can show each other what is possible and who we can be and what we can do together. So head on down to the show notes and sign up to receive your secret podcast episodes right here. And in a couple of weeks, I am going to be announcing the details of a workshop that is going to allow us to spend a week together going so much deeper into this work. But I feel like this podcast series is just that next step. And I can't wait to hear what you think. Once you have tuned in, reach out to me. I want to hear what resonated with you, what questions you have, what you struggled with. I want to hear like what parts made you feel doubtful or made you say, Kaina, really? Is that really possible? I want to hear that from you. And so once you've listened to the podcast, you can reach out to me via my email, which you'll receive when you sign up, or you can connect with me on Instagram, Kaina_allyouare. Thank you so much for being with me this week. I believe in you, and I'm so grateful to be having these conversations with you. I think they're so important. Let's keep doing this. I'll see you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to today's show. I hope you found inspiration and use this podcast to start stepping into all you are. You can find information that was shared in today's show just below in the show notes. If you love this conversation, please share it with others so they can benefit from it too. You can take a screenshot of this episode and tag me on Instagram or share a link via text or email to a friend. Let's be clear, we need more women stepping into all they are. So go ahead and share away. And of course, subscribe to the podcast so that you receive the latest episodes every week and take a quick moment to rate it and leave a review. Thank you so much. Until next time, remember to keep exploring what it means to be all you are.